This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. What would you request if God approached you and said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you"? Solomon's answer in 2 Chronicles 1:10 was, "Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours?" I wonder what your answer would be. If you are ill, maybe it would be that God would grant you health. If you're poor, maybe it would be that God would grant you wealth. If you have difficulties that seem to be overwhelming, you might ask God to give you peace, freedom, and deliverance. Solomon was wise in asking for wisdom. He was also humble. You'll note in 2 Chronicles 1 that God didn't just give him wisdom. He gave him wealth, riches, and honor such as no king before him ever had, and none after him would have. Solomon did what each of us should do. He asked for the right thing, wisdom to live in a way that would please God and enable him to fulfill God's will. James encourages us in James 3:17 to ask for wisdom that comes from heaven. It is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. If we want to please God, we need wisdom from above. It will enable us to discern God's will and relate to those around us in a healthy, redemptive way. I encourage you to ask on a daily basis that God give you the wisdom necessary to live your life to serve Him and to minister to others in a way that pleases God and honors Him. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.